Lace up your best boots and step back in time, because this week's Discovery takes to the streets to investigate unsolved murder in 19th century San Francisco. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, more than a century ago, a young woman was murdered at a boarding house outside San Francisco. If it had happened today, it would have been the subject of news reports and crime shows. Instead, it's the subject of Frog Music, a haunting historical novel by author Emma Donoghue. Well, the story travels back to the sweltering summer of 1876. As San Francisco's residents are ravaged by smallpox, a burlesque dancer named Blanche begins an unlikely friendship that will change her life forever. Jenny is a brusque and outspoken young woman with a mysterious past. Blanche finds her brutal honesty both troubling and refreshing, and it causes her to reevaluate her own life. So when she witnesses Jenny's mysterious murder, she decides to find her friend's killer. Well, based on a real unsolved case, this absorbing literary whodunit offers a glimpse of the seedier side of life in 1870s California. Blanche's world is raw and wild, filled with a wide variety of unmentionables. While it can, at times, be a challenge to wade through the grimmer parts of the story, the uncommon characters make it worth the effort. Blanche is well-meaning but flawed, a French circus performer who uses her talents in a different way in America. But Jenny makes Blanche begin to question her choices, especially as they relate to her infant son. Jenny's world, meanwhile, is more of a mystery, and as Blanche begins to realize that she never really knew her friend, readers may also be frustrated by the lack of development. Still, those hazy details are what kept Jenny's murder a mystery, and they also give the story its intriguing ambiguity. But is it worth braving the streets of San Francisco with this fallen Frenchwoman? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. This isn't the kind of light mystery that you'd pack for a relaxing day at the beach. It's also not a straight-laced historical drama. But if you're looking for something outside the ordinary, it makes a bleak but beguiling journey back in time. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Frog Music by Emma Donoghue is 368 hauntingly historical pages long and is available from Little Brown & Company. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.